Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day. Final hour for us. Hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day just a couple of minutes from right now. The Braves lineup for today's game, final game against Colorado, is out.
So it is!
They're about 2 hours away from the first pitch, going for a sweep against the absolutely terrible Colorado Rockies. So hopefully they can sweep them, get back to 500, come home, day off, and then take on the Dodgers over the weekend. Grant McCauley is going to join us in 20 minutes. We'll talk some Braves with him as well, as they've been playing some much better baseball of late. And then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40.
They're so bad. But I mean, Chris Sale is starting tonight. I would prefer them to – I'm sorry, this afternoon. I would have preferred them to save him for the Dodgers series. But and one of our listeners, Ian Anderson is not eligible to pitch.
No, they DFA'd him.
Yeah, they DFA'd. So, yeah, Chris Sale's going to have to waste his pitch. Waste his start because they stink. They're really, really bad. And when you look at the lineup today, Eddie Rosario.
There he is.
Would you put some deck that Eddie hits a home run today? His bat ninth.
I wouldn't know, but I bet he gets a hit, though. Yeah. Like, I bet Eddie drives in a run today.
You think so?
I don't think a home run.
Okay.
Like, that's a lot to ask from Eddie today. But, yeah, I gave him an RBI.
Right.
Yeah.
Fly out, sack fly?
Yeah, right.
Okay,
Something like that.
Okay.
Eli White's probably batting in front of him, right? Yeah. And Eli's probably going to hit a triple. That guy's been on fire.
Right.
One of the crazy stories of the last couple of weeks is the way Eli White's been playing. He gets on third, and then Eddie, like a slow roller to second base or something like that. Eli comes home.
No, Nick Allen's in front of him.
Oh, he is?
Yeah,
Eli's
yeah.
playing, though, right?
Yeah, Eli's playing. He's batting sixth because Michael's leading off today.
Wow, they got Eli all the way up at sixth?
Yeah, Mike's leading off today.
There you go. You got to capitalize on that hot streak that he's on.
Yeah, Mike.
This man has an extra base hit in each of the last six games.
Unbelievable.
He could have had two triples last night. I think they were trying to be safe late in the game because they were blowing him out. But he had a triple earlier in the game, and then they held him at second. And it seemed like he could have made it all the way to third as fast as he is.
For somebody who I thought was just a pinch runner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He will go back to being that.
Yes. Because
what he's doing right now is a little bit of an outlier for his career.
Like, is he making himself some – like, boy, he's making himself some money.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope he's making himself a lot of money. Right. I just hope he keeps doing this until Ronald Acuna Jr. comes back, and then he can go back to his previously scheduled career of coming off the bench every once in a while.
And Drake Ball went and started, so no surprise, because usually after Sean catches a night game, they bring the young boy in to coach the day.
That all makes sense. It shouldn't, none of it should matter all that much, just given how bad the
Rockies
are.
I got a question for you, because we were talking about, do you not throw a bullpen game because you got a young catcher?
I don't know. Yeah. I think you just want to keep Chris Sale on his regular schedule, probably.
All right.
And then this weekend, as recently as yesterday afternoon, I didn't see any scheduled starters for either team. Like, because the Dodgers have been dealing with tons of injuries in their rotation, and I hadn't seen the Braves commit to – maybe they have by now, but I hadn't seen who was going. The Dodgers have like $100 million in pitcher payroll hurt.
Damn.
Yeah. They'll all be back. I mean, they'll all come back probably. But yeah, they got $100 million worth of pitchers injured right now. You got teams that don't have $100 million.
Has it been 14 salary. Days since the Stash Spencer's been gone?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
No, all not right. yet, unfortunately. You'll probably get a different Spencer this weekend.
Oh, yeah, Swelly, but yeah. I'm just curious. Okay. Mm-hmm. You sure?
Yeah.
It was
the 18th. So, yeah, it's the 30th, so that's 12. and then some mid next week.
Okay.
Or not mid, this weekend.
So it's like Sunday, maybe?
Oh, I guess. I don't know. I'm trying to, I don't know how that works. Maybe. I don't know if he's healthy, you know? The hamstring.
I know the hamstring. We say if it's 2 weeks, take three. I understand that part, but just curious if you know, because they haven't named anything, could he be back on Sunday Night Baseball?
Yeah, I don't know. That would be great, but I would be surprised. All right, we'll ask Grant that. Maybe Grant will know. We'll talk to him in 15 minutes. Let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Bang!
Kind of peel that back a little bit. Michael Harris liner to right center, and it gets by Moniak all the way to the wall. Two RBI double for Michael Harris, and Atlanta grabs the lead in the second.
Yeah, that's pretty much all they needed. They added to it as the game went on. Kind of some interesting details from the first two games. Braves got 14 hits again last night. They've scored 14 runs in the first two games. Zero home runs. For a team that hits a ton of homers and has been doing so in this great stretch of baseball, add to that the fact that they're playing at Coors Field, where everybody hits home runs.
Yes.
I guess if you would have told me that the Braves didn't have any home runs in the first two games of the series, I would have thought that maybe be a problem. No problem. Won the first couple of games and have had no problem scoring. So you love to see it. A lot of soft contact, but whatever. The Rockies are really, really bad. And when you put the ball in play against a really bad team, you have an opportunity to score some runs. Going for the sweep today at 3 o'clock.
No, it's crazy. 28 hits in two games and not one of them.
Yeah, it's crazy. It is.
Not one of them are a home run. But what you call them, swinging bunts and all those different things.
Finding holes.
When you have 14 hits against with no really hard contact, that means you're playing a bad team. And I don't want to dump on the damn Rockies. They're just bad for a reason. They're trying to get – the number one pick. There's no way in hell they're this bad and trying. They're just a bad baseball team.
You're probably right.
The one thing about it is that there's nothing that you can simulate as far as in BP or anything like that, like real games. If you take advantage of these swings, you take advantage. Like we were talking about Ozzy the day before yesterday about, you know, his approach and everything. Had a better day yesterday, 2-4. I know it's against the Rockies, but still, when Hooper see the ball go through the net. Could be against a bad team, but yet you get that contact and everything that Ozzy's getting. Just go end him. You know, like Chris L, because Chris L seemed like he's maybe coming around now and everything. Like, we'll have an outstanding start today.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, don't win this game 7-6.
Well, like we were saying yesterday with AJ Smith-Shawver, didn't know he was going to make the start until later in the show. It's like, all right, well, great. Like, here's an opportunity to take advantage of a really bad baseball team and maybe get a little momentum now that you're back with the big club. He did do that. I mean, he went 5 1/3 and gave up a couple of runs. Would have gone much deeper into the game, except he got hit by a comebacker off of his forearm, his pitching arm. So he only threw 59 pitches. Like, the guy probably would have gone 7 innings had he not been hit by that pitch. And it sounds like everything's okay. He'll probably be available next time through, which is great because he earned the opportunity to be there next time through, which is awesome. Like, and that's what you're looking for with him at this point is just stay up. Like, they have the option to send him back down. And he did that yesterday. With Chris Sale, like, it's not an earned start thing. You're going to start no matter what. Go dominate these guys.
Yes.
They're bad.
Yes.
Like, they're potentially going to be the worst team in baseball history in terms of losses.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about it is
they're 4-25.
When we talk,
like, that sounds fake.
How do you get a snippet on SportsCenter when you're 4-25?
Because you lose a million. Did you see that this morning?
Yeah, I saw that this morning.
And they were
like,
making fun of us.
I was like, how the hell? I was like, when I saw the Colorado Rockies, I was like, how the hell is this team in the Braves highlights on SportsCenter?
They were like, the only time they didn't lose in the last 10 days, the game was postponed, and then they lost a doubleheader the next day.
Yeah.
How
the hell is this game on SportsCenter talking about this team right
now?
No,
they are historically bad.
They're awful.
No one's ever been 4-25 before.
If you're a Braves, you go in there, you beat their damn head in, and then you go about your business. I mean,
you know who else is really bad? We were just talking about this during the break. Charlie Morton is so bad.
It ain't Charlie's fault.
In Baltimore that he's 0-6 on the season.
Yes.
And he's only made 5 starts.
Yes.
But he's 0-6.
That's Charlie supporting cast.
They moved him out of the he's got a 9.5 ERA. They moved him out of the starting rotation cast and put him in the bullpen. And the first game he came out of the bullpen, he gave up 3 earned runs to the Tigers and lost the game.
That's solid.
He's got six losses in five starts.
That's solid supporting cast.
Now, he did pitch yesterday in that game against the Yankees where they gave up 15 runs, and he didn't give up any.
Oh, there we go, Charlie.
So Charlie's turning the corner. But good on the Braves for getting off that train before this, because it was going to happen eventually.
What Max Fried doing?
Max Fried's doing great.
It don't matter.
No, they didn't get off the Max Fried train. They just couldn't afford to stay on
They could afford it.
They
could afford it. They just weren't going to afford it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It was not within
the budget.
The constraints of the budget.
The budget.
Yeah. They got the money because they're buying property.
What did Joe Patrick say?
They're 0-7 and they put out a press release about all the buildings
And I'm going to be on Joe Patrick's ass until next week, until he comes on the show, because for mysterious reasons, he can't, you know, we haven't spoken to Joe since, you know, draft and everything like that. And you know, we usually have him on Fridays.
These reasons are not mysterious.
Yeah. Joe's just big timers.
He's not the only one.
Yeah. Who else big timers?
Well, I guess Abe is filling in the afternoon show or something.
Yeah.
But I can guarantee you this, even if he wasn't, Abe wasn't working with us on Friday.
Yeah. Because of the soccer game.
For people that do a lot.
If I weren't with Dukes and Bell Friday, I would have put together a rundown that y'all would have then ignored.
But you wouldn't. So we're clear.
I wouldn't have been here.
You would not have been a part of the midday show.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that the rundown I leave behind is part of
which you are the executive producer. You wouldn't have been here so you could play in the media match.
Attempt to represent the show strongly, you know?
Just so we're clear.
I would have been over at the training facility. Oh, my God.
Which is where Joe will be on Friday.
I want to know how much extra you done put in for this match, Abe. I know JP's on the Peloton.
Was he?
I don't know.
Smoking Joe's putting out Peloton selfies.
Hold on. I got a question, though, because everybody's talked about this is going to be the first media match without certain people, like Bocanegra.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Chris Henderson's a former player.
I don't know the full setup. I'm very interested to see what happens out there on Friday.
I assume Ronnie Dyla played.
I do know he's not expected to play. He's got the Roger Goodell back injury.
Okay.
So I don't know if he's getting out there.
I would say this. I also, if I'm them, I don't know if I want to play right now anyway.
Yes.
Just because the way things are going.
As bad as this team is.
You know what I mean?
They are awful.
You
can tell me about chemistry. You can talk about chemistry, formation, coaching, something. Something wrong with this goddamn on soccer team.
Yeah, man.
Something's wrong with it.
They just spent all that money and spent the whole offseason talking about, you know, new this, new that, record transfer fees, bringing home legends, blah, blah, blah.
I don't know what it is.
And they're getting destroyed.
And it ain't
every time they play.
It's not even close, Obama.
Yeah. Now, I would say if I was the manager of that team or general manager or whatever of that team, it'd be pretty fun to kick the media.
I canceled the game.
If you could come out there and foul somebody, that wouldn't be bad.
Yeah,
there was definitely some thoughts Pineda might do that last year.
The only one I ever played in, we were about 90 seconds into the game and a bouncing ball came towards me and I went to play it casually as you would in what I thought would be a friendly media match. Gonzalo Pineda came through with a boot at my face level, trapped the ball and went the other way. He didn't touch
me. It's clean.
I was like, whoa.
We don't ever say nothing bad about him.
Okay.
It was always relaxed. It was always relaxed until Pineda made the first sliding tackle. And then you're like, all right, I guess we got to play.
These guys are out here trying. Okay. Well, I'm just trying to not get hurt. Let's see if we can manage that one. All right, we'll come back. Grant McCauley is going to join us. We'll talk some Braves with Grant after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Boy, hey, man. Boy, I remember these days right here, mama had that damn, that fuzzy navel playing spades, boy, talking trash.
Does speak?
Oh, yeah.
Fuzzy navel.
With fuzzy. My mom be fancy with her. She pouring a cup.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, mom pouring a cup.
You know, if you're at home, enjoy yourself.
Yeah, playing
you
know spades and AC Deucey.
You had fuzzy navels, Boone's Farm.
Yeah,
was
man.
A thing back in the day. Yeah, people, that was like kind of your gateway, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Tasted not too bad. What was the one that had like the squiggly S's?
Seagram's.
Was it Seagram's?
Was it the Seagram's?
No, that's the bumpy face gin.
Ives
or something?
Ives.
St. Ives.
St. Ives.
Yeah, that for sure. And then you graduate to like MD 2020 and then you find yourself, you wake up under a bridge or something. You know what I mean? It's fast forward and it's fine. It's normal. Hey, I want to let folks know that Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul are coming to Lakewood Amphitheater on July 27th. Yeah, that's going to be
great
time.
I'm glad it's outdoor.
No kidding.
Going east bogey.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is giving you a chance to win tickets. Stay tuned to Andy and Randy and Dukes and Bell all week long for your chance to win. Don't forget, tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. How are we going to be doing that? Okay, we don't know. Just be to pay attention, and we'll tell you when we know. We don't know yet, but when we do, you'll know too. What we do know is that we talked to Grant McCauley right now. Braves insider Grant McCauley joins us on Wednesdays, host of From the Diamond every weekend on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as well. Grant, how are you?
G-Mac.
Doing well, guys. Great to be back with you.
Yeah, obviously just a really good stretch of baseball for these guys. A chance to go for the sweep today in Colorado against a really bad Rockies team right after 3 o'clock. If you had to boil it down, you could maybe two things, but one or two reasons why 9-2 over the last 11 games.
I can give you one reason why, and that's they've outscored the other guys consistently, and
that's something
they were having a lot of trouble with.
That's a really good point. That's why you're the Braves insider, the radio station.
You know, and so we'll do this again same time next week.
Okay, thanks Grant.
Now, so in all seriousness, they just did not have an offense that was clicking and had enough guys doing enough things consecutively in the lineup or in, of course, the moments that they needed to. And it really, I think, comes down to that. Sure, there's been some bullpen problems. There's been some injuries. There's been some rotational questions. But, you know, this was an offense that was really underperforming. And I think if you had to point at one thing that just can't happen, if you've got some other questions as far as pitching and whatnot, if you're just not able to have the moments and come through in those moments and take advantage of the many opportunities, you're going to be in for a tough stretch of baseball. And unfortunately, that's exactly what they had coming out of the gates. But as we talked about 2-3 weeks ago, it's a long season. It might have felt like that was a threat when they went 0-7, but it now all of a sudden seems like this is a team that can play a better brand of baseball, and it may get better still. We'll find out.
Hey, Grant, we've had you on plenty of times, and one of our things with these young pitchers, we've always said, earn their next start. And I don't know, is A.J. Smith sharp? I know he got hit, and it was reported that he's going to start Monday, depending on if he's healthy enough. But is he in that status where he can earn the play, or is it just one of those things where until somebody comes up, he goes back down? Because I'm like, when does he get an opportunity to get the opportunity to not be good?
Yeah, so to not be on the Gwinnett shuttle, right, as we've called it in the past.
Wankster wagon.
Yeah, Wankster wagon, yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. I kind of felt like he was already in that camp where I wanted to see what he could do at the big league level, because I just wasn't sure how much he could really benefit or would benefit. And in fact, I'll retract that and say I don't think it's beneficial for a guy to get to a certain point where you need that continuity and consistency of knowing where you're going to make your next start, or being optioned back down to the minors, then having to wait a couple of weeks, and then maybe somewhere in there there's a rain out, or, hey, let's hold your start because now this guy is under the weather, or there's an injury here. I just don't think that does a lot of good developmentally speaking. I know there's reasons why, but I think that A.J. Smith-Shawver is a high-profile enough arm that you owe it to yourself to find out what he can do. And I think that the Braves feel much the same way. But to make that long answer as short as I can and just kind of boil it down, this, I think, is a special arm. This was a pitcher that came up long before I think that he should have, out of necessity mostly, but also because of the arm talent. And now he started to kind of put the finishing touches on what is a better and more consistent starting pitcher. And now you just need to give him the reps. And I think that he should be getting those reps, because I can't look down on the farm and say there's, you know, two, three other prospects or young arms that should be starting in front of him. I think there's that group that's Grant Holmes, obviously. Bryce Elder, to me, is more of a start-to-start situation, but the Braves may view that a little bit differently because he has the most experience. But A.J. Smith-Shawver, I think, should be pretty firmly in line for starts, especially with Spencer Strider down.
What did you? What was your reaction to the signings this week? Obviously, Ian Anderson coming back and then getting DFA'd, and then hopefully he's able to make his way to Gwinnett so he can start working through some stuff.
Yeah.
And then Eddie Rosario as well. When you saw those names, what did you think?
Yeah, just depth. I mean, obviously they're familiar names, and some of that, you know, is met with some eye rolls because the Braves have brought back, you know, whether it's Jorge Soler and Luke Jackson or Eddie Rosario before this, and you know, they brought back some of those 2021 names, Adam Duvall, of course, and you know, it's been mixed results, I think, at best in some of those cases. But, you know, with Ian Anderson, I think the Braves would have loved to have been able to just send him back to the minors to sort some things out, but he was out of options. So if they decided to cut him and got nothing for him, I think that would have been a worse situation. Now, they traded and got somebody for him that they've also sent down to Gwinnett, and maybe Ian Anderson will be down there as well. And, you know, he's still got some work to do, some things to figure out, but this was just a depth move to cover some innings for this Colorado series, where, as I like to say, things can get weird in that ballpark. We're not seeing it quite as much because the Rockies aren't as good, mm-hmm. but that is a place that can be rough on a pitching staff and tough on a team, too, when you go in there, get used to that high altitude, and then have to come on back down and play closer to sea level. So we'll see if it adversely affects the Braves on the other side of it as well, where they've got some little team from Los Angeles, really scrappy. They kind of, against all odds, are putting it together, waiting for him at Truist Park on Friday.
And Grant, what is it about, I hate saying recycle because these are professional players, but the guys that, you know, to a point where, when does that welcome get worn out by some of these guys? We see the Jesse Chavez, we have fun with it, but damn, you know, and now we got Eddie Rosario back, who is starting today. Is it just more like Alex is more just comfortable or Schnick are comfortable with these guys?
Yeah, I think that that's part of it. And I understand that some people may look at it and be like, all right, well, why do we keep doing this? Why are we letting them go if they're good? And why are we bringing them back right. and then cutting them if they're still good? I get all that. But, you know, this is, unfortunately for some of these guys, or maybe fortunately for the Braves, they're available. But secondarily, they're just pieces that are kind of fitting that 24th, 25th, 26th spot on the roster. So I don't really look at it under – you know, a big magnifying glass to figure out why it is they're bringing back these particular guys. I think the bottom line is they know them, they're available, they know that they kind of fit in the clubhouse and understand their role, and that's why they're getting those opportunities, especially a guy like Jesse Chavez. And it's unfortunate that he's caught in that DFA limbo because, you know, he may be the 27th best man for the staff, right. But right now you got 26 spots, and there's just nothing you can do about that.
Grant McCauley joins us on Wednesdays to talk Braves. Braves going for the sweep today against the Rockies. 4-25 is insane. Like, I think that I heard this morning that that's the worst 29-game start in over 100 years. Is this the worst baseball team? Like, are they going to set the record for losses, do you think, this year?
It's possible. I mean, we just saw a team play about as badly as a team can play last year with the Chicago White Sox. But with the Rockies, I mean, they've got some talent. They've got some guys. They've had some things go wrong with the money that they've spent. And they've obviously had some pitching staff injuries. So there's some stuff to sort out. This isn't – what's crazy to me is I think that Colorado is a market, and they showed it their first few years in the majors when they were just selling out the place left, right, and center for a long time. They have made the playoffs before. Rocktober was a pretty big highlight for them. Obviously, it's been a while since that. But I don't think they can get this ownership group to make heads or tails of what exactly it wants to do and needs to do, and also get out of its way, its own way, when it comes to making important decisions to build a roster. The Nolan Arenado thing was a debacle. Yeah. You sign him for a long time, and then what, within 2 years you're trading him away because he's saying, look, you guys said you're going to build a contender, and now you're not spending, and they're inviting him to just get the hell out of town so that they can waste money on Chris Bryant, ultimately is what it turned into. Right. I just can't make sense of those kind of decisions. So you had a guy there, a star, a homegrown star, a superstar-level player, one of the best third basemen in baseball, and you've managed to turn it into just a confusing menagerie of some promising prospects, but really not enough on the international front or really even in the draft as of right now to turn a consistent winner or turn a consistent roster out there that can become a winner. So I don't know if that answers the question. And they're confusing, they're confounding, and they're one of the more frustrating teams in baseball, I would say,
what?
Along with the Oakland Athletics or the Athletics. And the White Sox and the Pirates.
It did answer, just because we were kind of kicking it around earlier. It's like, is it, because sometimes teams are terrible on purpose to try to rack up. You're kind of saying this isn't that. This is just mismanagement.
No, I don't think they know what they're doing.
Got it. Well, that's a good answer.
Well, there it is.
That's a great answer. Grant, we appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Mac.
All right, guys. Take care.
Grant McCauley there, 92.9 The Game, Braves insider, host of From the Diamond. Braves are going for a sweep today against the Rockies, who do not know what they're doing. So hopefully the Braves can take advantage of that. And if you've watched any of this series over the last 2 days,
they stink.
It looks like they don't know what they're doing. Like, it's a lot of really weird, not major league level mistakes that this team is making. And obviously the guys are good. They're major league baseball players. They'll turn around and do an incredible play the next play, but
it's they stink.
They stink. So get on out of Colorado with a sweep and come home at 500. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Ask us anything here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart. RightFromTheHeart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We had a guy out yesterday to check out the HVAC.
Okay.
Speaking of reliable heating and air. You got to get right before the summer. Got to make sure everything's okay. Yeah. So we had to get one little part of it had to get replaced, which is fine. No big deal. And some cleaning. And Boone, he protects the house.
Yeah.
But he's always been real cool.
Right.
It's always been real cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my phrase to people when he barks at them when they come to the house is, just let him sniff you, he'll be okay.
Right.
And that's been true 100% of the time.
Not this time.
Till yesterday.
Whoa.
Yep. Just a little nip.
Oh, no!
Yeah, the guy was cool about it.
Hell no.
He was cool about it.
And I know Blue's the sweetest boy ever.
He's a very nice dog.
He's a sweet boy.
I blame Jack. I think Jack has radicalized him.
Really?
Yeah. Because Boone was the calmest. I mean, whatever. He barks at people when they come close to the house. He's got a big bark, probably big. He's not like a small dog, but he's not a, like your dog is a huge dog.
Yes.
He's not as big as Nico. But if you didn't see him and you just heard him behind the door, you might, oh, that's a big ass dog.
Right.
I better not break into that right. house. But yeah, I never really did that. But the Jack's always in his face, smacking him and pulling his ears. So I think he just kind of had enough. He took it out on the HVAC guy.
These damn humans.
The guy was cool about it, though. He's like, that just got me a little bit. It's no big deal. We were so scared.
I know.
But like, oh, God, what's this guy going to do?
I was scared.
I know. Like, what's he going to do? Oh, I hope he's okay. And he was like, we got dogs at home. I was like, thank God. Thank God you feel that way.
Get the umbrella calls, Andy. I'm telling you, man. It covers dog bites and everything.
Get the what?
Yeah,
tell me off the air. All right. Got a lot of phone calls, so we'll start with Tababi in Atlanta. Hey, Tababi.
All right. So the other day I was talking to like an associate. It's not like a friend of mine, but it's like a friend of my wife's. And you know how that is. You know, you're trying to play nice.
Okay.
But the dude said something that did not sit right with me. He said he had to babysit his kids.
Ooh,
and that's just a red flag.
Yeah.
What's one of the things that, you know, you can like, somebody says in conversation, and that's just kind of your kicker to like, I don't really jive with this person.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Randy, for your point earlier about where you're from, I've always heard it's called the Macon-Dixon line.
Oh,
everything below Macon, South Georgia.
That's so first time. That's my first time ever hearing that.
Huh.
I've never heard the Macon-Dixon line.
It's a creative title.
Yeah, that's my first time ever hearing that. And that irritates the hell out of me when dad say I got to babysit my kids.
Yeah, me too.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. Them your damn kids.
Those are your children.
Yes, they're your children.
You're
you ain't
just
babysitting
parenting.
Them, okay?
You're just parenting.
So irritating.
So what's something someone says that could give you an indicator that you don't really mess with them? That's a great question.
Man.
There's a lot of them.
I'm so... you can attest to this, because my wife can also. I've gotten less... that's what I'm looking for. Offensive when I talk about stuff that bothers me, because it might, because people are like, well, Randy, why did that bother you? Because I do it. So I've gotten better at steering away from that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you think so?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do, because I got a lot on my mind, Buck.
Okay.
And this question, I got a lot on my mind.
Yeah,
but,
Sam.
But no, Sam. I'm not. Because
I have one that I don't know how to explain.
I'm going to stay out of that.
I don't know how to explain it, and it might not be a good thing, but I think this is the one that came to mind. I don't know if you know that people do this,
yeah.
But sometimes, like, when I'll be having a conversation, like, if you're talking to somebody who may not have the same, I don't know, general outlook on stuff as I do, and if we're talking, like, if I'm ever talking one-on-one with a white person, I don't know if this has ever happened, you probably not. But if I'm
talk to a white person every day.
Yeah, I know, but you know what I mean.
Yeah,
because you're not a white person, so I don't know if white people do this to black people when there's black people around. But if I'm ever talking one-on-one with a white person and there's no black people around, and they want to talk about, they're going to talk about a black person, if they whisper black, then I know. Have you ever heard someone do that before? Because white people do that sometimes. Like, they'll be like, they'll be like, yeah, we were at the park and there was a lot of black people, and they'll whisper it. And then I'm like, well, I know I don't mess with this person because they thought they had to whisper black. Did you know that white people do that?
No, I didn't.
Sometimes
know that.
They do.
Because why would a white
and if they whisper it, then you know you don't mess with
them. Yeah, why would a white person whisper black to me, though?
Right, exactly.
Exactly.
That's why
exactly.
I assume that never happens. But that's something just to let black people know.
Yeah.
There's white people out there whispering black. I don't know why they do it, but it's a good indicator that there's other things that they have in their mind that I don't agree with.
I got you.
Yeah, we were at the restaurant. It was pretty good, but there was a lot of black. There.
Yeah, I don't mess with people like that.
Okay, neither do I.
Yeah, exactly.
Neither do I. But that's the one that came to mind when Tababi asked that question. I also got to teach you something that people do sometimes. Don't whisper it. Just say it. All right. Rock the Laundry Man is on the south side.
Damn, Rock.
Hey, how's it going, fellas? How's it going? If somebody says they don't like football or dogs, I know I don't mess with them.
There you go. That was probably a better example.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's my question. There's this thing going around on social media about could 100 people beat a silverback gorilla?
No.
Yep.
So my question is, if you had 100 people and they were all made up of a defensive line of three NFL teams or even just five players and they were all cloned, what five players would you pick to be 100 that could beat a silverback gorilla?
Right. That's the question. That's the question. Because, like, 100 regular people, there's just a 0% chance. Clone the baddest human that ever lived. Who is it? Who's the guy
that's
the toughest physical? No, but, you know, like a big, you know, I don't know who it is. Who is it?
Oh, God. Andre the Giant?
Maybe.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, Gorilla would just have their way with Andre.
Yeah.
Jonathan Ogden? Yeah. I don't know. I was going to say Jason Statham. Lawrence Taylor.
No, Statham's too slow. Brock Lesnar might be, realistically a solid.
Okay. Brock Lesnar ain't got a neck in the damn gorilla with snapping.
Oh, I'm aware. Oh, I'm aware of this. Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, just in terms of big athletic can fight.
That was my point pick whoever the guy is.
Yes.
Clone him 100 times.
Yes.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
The gorilla's going to
win.
He's
getting his ass whipped.
Yeah. Just go. This is a great endorsement for Zoo Atlanta. It's a wonderful zoo.
It is.
Incredibly nice zoo right down there in Grant Park. What's Grant Park Zoo? They have a really good gorilla exhibit, which we love to go look at whenever we're there.
You want to make it a great gorilla exhibit? Get 100
people
in there.
Just go look at them and then come back to this question.
Make sure you go by the silverback encampment because they keep the silverbacks away from all the rest of them.
Why do they do that, Bo? Why?
I'm pretty sure the silverbacks will kill all the other gorillas.
Yes.
Because even a whole bunch of other gorillas couldn't beat up a silverback.
I saw a video where that dude jumped up and pounded his chest. I don't want to be number 89.
No.
Because that's the thing about it is there's going to be at least 25 of them that's going to get killed.
In an instant.
Yes.
I'm
good.
A quarter of the humans are gone in a snap. Then what? Because nothing happened. I mean, still going to beat the other 75, but the first 25 are going to be dead before they knew it. Like, you know? Like, and I'm not doing it.
Remember that the Von Erichs in that claw? Yeah. He's going to rip your face off.
He's going to rip your face off. Yeah. He could probably kill 3 or 4 people at once.
Yeah, go on.
Or he slaps you and takes your head off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody's being slapped around by this gorilla.
A gorilla slap?
I heard this earlier. Like, somebody's going to get knocked out by The gorilla's going to hit you in the head, and your head's going to come off your shoulders.
Kimbo, I love me some Kimbo slice.
Give me 100 Kimbo slices.
I love me some Kimbo slice.
It's over in 10 minutes.
Yes. I love it, Kimbo.
In 10 minutes.
Kimbo got winded about 22 seconds in every fight, though.
Again, pick your guy. Clone him. It doesn't matter. Dan is in Sandy Springs. Hey, Dan.
What's going on, y'all?
Hey, Dan.
So y'all talk about the silverbacks and stuff. It just kind of made me... I got a question. Kind of made me think about something, even from the morning show this morning.
Okay.
Mark Henry and a silverback. Who's winning that fight?
The silverback. He will crush Mark Henry. And Mark Henry is the strongest man in the world. Everything. Mark Henry, he will.
Clone him 100 times.
He will kill
him. 100 of them.
You said he'll kill him, huh?
Yes.
He would kill him.
And I love Mr. Mark Henry. He will crush him.
This isn't a slight against any human or any group of humans. We just talk about a different deal here.
For sure. Just kind of made me think about how big and, you know, being the world's strongest man. I said, I wonder if he has enough finesse to probably be able to take out a silverback.
Andy, take him out to
What's up, Dan?
Being my fellow Seattleite, brother.
Okay.
I'm also from Seattle as well. How do you feel about the Jalen Milroe pick, man?
Oh, I love the Jalen Milroe pick. They got him a little bit later. And now, I mean, Darnold is really only on like a one-year contract.
Yeah,
it's really only a one-year contract. So you get him in there, you let him learn the system, all that kind of stuff, and then you give him a real chance to compete for it next year. I think it's great. I think it's a good value pick. I don't know how it's going to work.
Who knows?
I think in terms of value, though, I think it's really smart. Mason is in Barnesville. Hey, Mason.
What's up, boys? I'm in a bad part of town. I don't know if y'all can hear me or not, but a couple things. Randy Mack, I've never heard anybody ask you in the last couple of years that I've listened, who's the one person on the earth that reminds you the most of yourself? You know, like grown man wise.
Great question. That's a great.
And then, I had a couple more. I'll hit one serious one. I tell y'all once a year, man. Mental health is a serious thing, and if there's dudes out there struggling, you know, reach out to another dude, man. You ain't got to be too strong and headstrong to talk about your sickness or whatever. So we'll just put that one out there.
Thank you, Mason. Appreciate it. Good message.
Person that reminds me the most of me is I'll be picking him up about 2:30.
I was going to say,
yes.
The three-year-old,
there's
right?
A three-year-old, yes. There's a three-year-old that God has blessed me with. That is nothing but me in a miniature body. That dude is, yes, he is definitely me.
Do you think that, I mean, look, it's going to be amazing no matter what. Yes. It's your son. It's going to be great.
Yes.
Do you think that that is something that God did just to kind of test you a little bit?
Yes. Yeah.
Just to be like, all right, tough guy.
Yep.
You passed all the other tests, you know, because he's not, you know.
He's going.
He's the last one.
Oh, he's the one.
Right, he's the last
one. Oh, yeah.
He's the final boss.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
because all the other ones are various, you know, iterations of sweet, this, obviously, whatever. Like, you know.
Not this cat.
They sent the last one. All right, now you got to face yourself.
Yeah, man. This last, it's this one, that one now. That one now. Like, what? That one now? Yes, sir. That damn Sebastian.
That's great.
Yeah, that's the one right there.
That's the awesome.
That's the one right there.
Ham's in Hampton. Hey, Ham.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I got three quick things.
All right.
First question is, if you guys had to make a bet in Vegas today, how many games do you think the Braves are going to win with the return of Ronald Acuña? That's number one.
Okay.
Number two, Randy Matt, did you have a draft party?
Yes.
And how many people attended?
Okay.
And then number three, if you guys Google UGK, Underground Kings Apparel, they have a T-shirt. I bought one like 12 years ago because they had that song, Quit Hating the South, and it's got all the states that are considered the South on the front.
I love it.
Oh, okay.
I love it. I love that. They had,
They still got the UGKmerch.com.
Yeah, they do. But it's like one song, and I cannot think off the top of my head. If y'all remember it, it got the hook. You everything I do. It's like a Jodeci bit, but it's Bun B talking about all the Southern rappers.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, God, I can't think of the name of it.
You're everything?
Yeah, everything. You're everything. Thank you. Yes.
They don't sell that shirt anymore.
Oh, you don't?
No, they got some good shirts on there. Yes. UGK All Day, RIP Pimp C.
Okay.
Other goods, but they don't have the Southern map, unfortunately.
Yeah. Draft party? Yes, I had draft party. Everybody who was at my house on Saturday, was at my draft party, and it was probably about four or five of my homeboys, Big George and all of them was there. And then when I didn't go in the first day, everybody who was at the cookout came back.
Because it was 2 days.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody at the cookout was there, came back, and then all my boys came back.
How did it used to be? It was the first round. First three rounds, and then, the rest on the next day. Okay, got it. Then what was the first question? He had three.
Oh, wins when Ronald Acuña gets back.
Oh, all right. So if they're going to say they win today, they're 500 at the beginning of May. There's a lot of different ways to get to 500. They took the hard way, but they got to 500. I think they could still win 90 games this year.
Are we expecting Ronald Acuña to be Ronald Acuña as soon as he gets back?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the standard, right?
Is it? When you're coming off another?
I don't know. What do you expect?
Did you remember how he?
I know you're right.
Yeah.
You're right about that.
Yeah.
So what are you expecting?
I think he's going to eventually be good. I just think it's going to be a process.
It'll take a little time.
Yeah, take a little time.
Yeah.
They're
already, like, if they play the way they played the last 3 weeks, they're gonna win 90 games.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
Like, they were on a 100-win pace the last 3 weeks.
They just
got off to a horrible start.
I just think he's going to be...
Take a little time to ramp up.
I do.
But
I
then,
do.
By the end of the season, hopefully,
he'll
he's there.
Be ready to roll.
Let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My boy Andy dropped this dime. The downfall of society begins with the individual.
Yeah.
Solid. Solid.
So behave yourself.
Yes, solid.
Smoking Joe Patrick, Peloton rider.
Yeah, man.
I might go get on the Peloton this afternoon now, thanks to that.
Those are very pricey. That shows you where, like...
No, they're not. They're trying to...
I guess you can find one on giveaway.
They're giving them away now.
They got them at the YMCA.
They're giving them away now.
Joe's all about that life.
Going over there to the Y.
Grant called the Colorado Rockies a complicated menagerie.
Yes.
You don't want no fresh-ass bench warmers.
No.
And apparently you get a job at most college bookstores picking up duck poop.
Yep.
Yes. We're all still wondering what a $100,000 ass-whooping looks like. Yes. And I'm told it gets a little narrower. That's a tip.
She said.
Some people's. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.